Both. And this isn't just a defense, it's a Dick LeBeau defense. But physically, it's definitely have some issues.
What do you expect from Dick LeBeau?
Everything. And I don't know. That's what makes him so special. Probably one of the best defensive coordinators and even better person that I've ever been around and met. And it was so much fun to be on his team to watch what he did to other quarterbacks. Hopefully, I don't think it's going to be as much fun going against him.
Then do you still hear people say some of his sayings?
3 years later? Sometimes. I mean, I think of the memories I have with him, and that's what makes it special.
And you guys have been able to score a lot at the end of the half, first half. Why, and what does that do for the team when you're able to put the drive together?
Why? I don't know why. You know, it's...
is there a sense of urgency there?
A little bit. I mean, sometimes, you know, going in, you want to try and put the points on the board, whether you're getting a chance for a double score or not. Being able to kind of have that last taste in your mouth be a score or against the opponent, them knowing that you scored. So whether it's 3 or 7, it's a really good feeling to be able to do that, like I said, just for a confidence builder.
It give you some a lift then heading into the...
Yeah, of course. You know, because like I said, you're going in there, you know you just put points on the board, you know you're able to do it, and then at halftime you can kind of regroup and get yourself ready to go.
And are you surprised Dick is playing so much man this year, and how does that change your preparation?
You know, he's going to get the best out of his personnel. You know, he's going to do what is best for his team, what he has in terms of secondary, linebackers, D-line, things like that. So does it surprise me? Not really, because he's the best at what he does, and he'll find ways to get his team in the best situation possible with the players he has.
Ben, Antonio has a chance for a fifth straight 100-catch season, which has never been done before in NFL history. What kind of satisfaction do you take playing a role in that?
Well, as long as we're winning football games, that's all that really matters. And I hope he would say the same thing. It's an awesome accomplishment, but he's an awesome football player.
What's key to his consistency that maybe goes unnoticed sometimes, you know, week in, week out?
It's just his consistency. He just is consistent. He goes out and works and beats double teams, triple teams. Is patient. You know, last week, I know it wasn't one of his biggest games, but he comes up with the biggest play when we need it the most.
And there have been some players coming out against Thursday night games that, you know, more injuries and things like that. What's kind of your opinion on that?
It's tough. I mean, it is what it is. I know that the players voted on, even though we were the only team to unanimously vote against the new CBA. But, you know, it's we got to go out and we have to do it. It's not like we can't do it. It is tough to turn around physically because it is such a demanding sport and a demanding game. You know, we're a pretty beat up football team, and to turn around in 2 days and go out and play another physical football team is going to be tough. They're going through it too, so it's not like we were playing Thursday and they're not. You know, they didn't play last Sunday too. So it is what it is.
Is it harder? Would you rather play an 18-week schedule or with no Thursday night games?
Just no Thursday night games would be nice.
Does that mean make it harder to run no huddle?
No, it's easier. Actually, it's easier because, you know, that's kind of something that we, you know, you have the no huddle in. It's been in for, you know, since day one. So rather than trying to install a bunch of new plays, you go with what you know and have been doing for a long time.
Juju, Vance, all the new guys up to speed on the hand signals and everything?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, those are the guys you have the biggest questions about, but I haven't seen one iota of doubt, question, or anything from them.